Today is Saturday, January 11th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. More information has been made available on the arrest of a triple murder suspect in Juneau County. Virgil Thew was arrested on Thursday, 10 days after the bodies of 33-year-old Elizabeth Kolba and two girls ages 12 and 13 were found by the New Lisbon police in a home. According to a press release from the New Lisbon Police Department, the Juneau County Communications Center received a report of a suspicious individual just before noon in Elroy, about 12 miles south of New Lisbon. A deputy dispatched to the location identified Thew and arrested him without incident. Thew appeared in Juneau County Circuit Court on Friday afternoon for arraignment. He is charged with 8 felony counts, which include 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, with 1 count modified to include domestic abuse, 3 counts of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and taking and driving a vehicle without owner's consent. He is also charged with misdemeanor resisting or obstructing an officer. Cash bond has been set at $5 million. Virgil Thew's next court appearance is scheduled for February 13th. Today is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. In recognition of Governor Tony Evers' proclamation observing the day, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development released a new report highlighting key milestones the department has achieved in 2024 to combat worker exploitation while supporting employers who play by the rules. The report, Working to End Exploitation, highlights the Department of Workforce Development's collaborative efforts to combat worker exploitation while advancing Wisconsin's record-breaking economic performance, including 7 consecutive months of record-high employment and continued low unemployment rates that were well below national rates in 2024. Worker exploitation can take many forms. Among the most common are failing to provide safe and sanitary working conditions, wage and hour violations, human trafficking, and depriving employees of the benefits they've earned through worker misclassification of employees as independent contractors. Workers, employers, job seekers, and community members with concerns about worker exploitation are encouraged to contact the Department of Workforce Development at 608-266-3131. Additionally, the Department of Workforce Development website has a list of county migrant and seasonal farm worker service contacts and worker classification information. A judge has ruled that a Wisconsin woman who stabbed her 6th-grade classmate to please the horror character Slenderman can be released from a psychiatric hospital. Morgan Geiser, now 22, has filed 4 requests with Waukesha County Circuit Court Judge Michael Boren, seeking release from the Winnebago Mental Health Institute. Geiser withdrew her first petition in the summer of 2022. The judge denied her second request in April of 2024. More recently, the judge decided Thursday to grant her release. Geiser and Anissa Weyer were 12 in 2014 when they lured Peyton Lautner to a Waukesha park. Geiser stabbed Lautner 19 times while Weyer encouraged her on. Lautner barely survived. Senator Tammy Baldwin has announced that the U.S. Department of Transportation is making an over $38.6 million investment into Amtrak's Borealis service, which runs from Chicago to Minneapolis, with 8 stops in Wisconsin, including Milwaukee, the Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse. This federal investment will support the new service rollout efforts of the Borealis service, which fills existing schedule gaps in Wisconsin's commuter rail service. A child care center in Toma abruptly closed this week, sending families scrambling to find care. Kids and Company was closed on Monday. According to a statement, the lease for the property was terminated by the Toma VA Medical Center due to compliance issues with the lease. The daycare has had multiple serious violations in recent months, including an injury to a child caused by a staff member and a failure to report the incident in a timely fashion. The center had a listed capacity of 40 children, according to state officials. According to new enrollment data released by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 306,470 Wisconsinites have signed up for health insurance on the individual marketplace through the Affordable Care Act, marking the highest enrollment Wisconsin has ever reached. This year's record surpasses last year's record-breaking year by more than 40,000 enrollees. Enrollment is open until Wednesday, January 15th, and Wisconsinites are still eligible to sign up for one of the dozens of health plans available on the federal marketplace at healthcare.gov. Those who already have insurance through the marketplace can also renew, update, or upgrade their health plans. Nearly two dozen Wisconsin manufacturers have been selected as finalists for the 36th Annual Manufacturer of the Year Awards. The program recognizes the state's top manufacturers in all sectors and sizes for innovations, philanthropy, technological advances, commitment to customer satisfaction, and the quality jobs they create. It highlights manufacturing as the state's top industry, employing one in six Wisconsin workers and producing nearly $72 billion in economic output each year. The finalists representing the diversity and power of Wisconsin's manufacturing industry and its wide-reaching impact. Among the finalists in the mega category of 500-plus employees is VARC. A total of four grand award winners will be selected, one for each size category, small, medium, large, and mega. The judges may also decide to honor a company with a special award for excelling in an outstanding area. Charging stations at Quick Trips in Ashland, Menominee, and Chippewa Falls officially opened Tuesday, and additional stations are set to be available at other sites in the coming months. Governor Tony Evers says expanding the state's EV infrastructure is a critical part of making sure Wisconsin can meet the demands of the 21st century workforce and economy, while embracing cleaner, more efficient transportation options. The National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program funds the stations. Last year, Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced $23 million for more than 50 EV infrastructure projects. A Dane County judge will appoint a special prosecutor to pursue charges of animal mistreatment and cruelty against a local dog breeder. Madison Weekly Isthmus reports that Judge Rhonda Lanford's decision and order follows years of pressure from animal rights activists to take action against Ridgeland Farms in Blue Mounds. They accused the facility of conducting medical procedures on dogs without anesthesia and failing to provide the animals with appropriate living conditions. The judge determined there was enough evidence to pursue felony and misdemeanor charges, and the judge's order is issued under a rarely used state law that allows circuit court judges to appoint special prosecutors in cases in which the local DA refuses or is unavailable to issue a complaint. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources invites the public to celebrate the outdoors this winter by joining a candlelight event happening across the state. These free to low-cost events typically begin around sunset and offer a variety of ways to enjoy the winter scenery after dark, including hiking, snowshoeing, and cross-country skiing, depending on the weather and snow conditions. Many will include activities such as bonfires, hot chocolate, cider, and other refreshments available for sale or by donation, and some will have open warming shelters. Those who would like to participate by hiking and snowshoeing do not need to have any experience. These events offer no commitment opportunities for first-timers and can help build connections with other outdoor enthusiasts during the time of year when many people stay indoors. Although the amount of gear needed varies, warm clothing with layers is recommended for all events. Trekking poles are optional, headlamp or flashlight are recommended. Some properties may have other equipment, such as snowshoes or an outdoor track chair, available to check out. Contact the property to see what is available and to make reservations. Most properties will require a 2025 vehicle admission pass and/or a state trail pass unless otherwise noted. A state park daily admission pass may be available to check out at participating libraries. Find a full list of upcoming candlelight events and additional details on the DNR events calendar. Some events are weather dependent. Visitors are encouraged to check the events calendar or to call properties directly to confirm if an event will be held. Stay tuned. Today's vital statistics are next.